Brother Dana, brother mine, delivers you best worst case scenario podcast.
That's the money. But yeah, dude, getting you in that chair is like trying to get an alcoholic into an AA meeting. You're just so fucking elusive.
Thank you.
I'm like, he's here finally. And then you like get back up and I'm like, God.
I take it as a compliment. I'm hard to pin down.
You're like Mothman.
I'm like a moth to the flame when it comes to alcohol. I just can't stop myself.
Or anything but this podcast.
I just see booze and I'm fluttering around it and I just can't stop.
He does. He's doing it right now, people.
I'll fly around it until I die.
It's very strange. But I should say, willkommen to everyone.
Willkommen.
Willkommen to our episode because...
Willkommen. What is that?
That's welcome.
No way.
I know. It's so unintuitive.
It's cool sounding.
That's Swedish. And in Sweden, there's this place.
Isn't it Sweden?
It's Sverige is how they say it, I believe.
Is like the W pronounced like a V? Sweden?
No. No, it's Sverige.
Mm. Okay.
Probably Swedish people already know of this place.
They better.
Because, you know, Sweden's not like, there's, I think, like 10 million people or so there.
Only 10 million?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
But most people living there probably know about this place. It's everyone else who lives outside of Sweden that may have never heard of the castle Glimminghus.
Glimminghus. And it sounds like gleaming house. Is that what that means?
You know, I don't know what it means.
Because I tried Googling gleaming house and I didn't find shit on Glimminghus.
You Googled wrong.
I typed in all kinds of things.
You Googled up, in man.
Gleaming house Sweden, gleaming house Denmark. A castle that gleams. Like, I couldn't find a haunted, gleaming, shiny house.
Yeah, it might just be, like, the name of something. Like, someone's name and then hoose. I don't know.
Gleaming hoose. Yeah, but, let's get into the hoose.
But it's a castle of sorts.
Yeah, it is. It's a big-ass house castle.
Yeah. So
castle house. Castle world.
It's located in the furthest south region of Sweden. So right at the southern tip, right on the border.
Right at the tip.
Right on the border of Denmark, in a county called Skåne, I believe.
Skåne.
Skåne.
How do you spell that?
S-K-A with an O thing above it, N-E.
Sounds like Scone Town, like they got a lot of scones there.
No, but you know what's cool is Skåne has a coat of arms, and it's a griffin wearing a crown, and it has its tongue out going, la, 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 la.
That just sounds like a turkey or chicken to me. Well, is that really how it sounds?
I don't know, but that's what it looks like it's doing.
So, who has a crest?
Skåne, the county.
The county. Okay, yeah. So their own county has a cool crest.
Yeah, so the Glimminghus building is actually, it's widely considered the most well-preserved medieval castle in all of Scandinavia.
That's true. That's true. I did read about that.
It stood out
a lot as though it's the best preserved castle in all of Scandinavia.
Which is kind of funny because they tried to tear it down twice, so that guys must have some messed up castles if that's your best, man.
And wars and shit. It's crazy. It's still there. But yeah, continue.
Yeah, so it was built in 1499, and at the time, Skåne was under the control of Denmark. So even though this is Sweden now we're talking about, at the time of its history, it was actually a Danish thing.
Yeah, it was kind of right in between the two warring territories.
Yeah, and it was commissioned by a Danish fellow by the name of Jens Holgersen Ulfstand.
Oh my god. He sounds like a cool guy to hang around. I'm sure he's got a big armchair. And...
Well, he probably was cool because he was also a Danish knight.
Wow. He's just got cooler.
I know. Like riding around on his like horse, saving fair maidens.
So the knight in shining armor built himself a shiny house.
Well, this is where it differs. On one of the sites that I looked up, it said that he commissioned it, which is typically, you know, where you pay someone else to do it.
Yeah.
Which is also backed up by the fact that a really famous artist, they believe, did some of the ornamentation on like the doorways and arches. So
he commissioned it.
But
which means another site slaves says to do
he
it.
Built it.
Back in the day.
And when you look at the fact, you're right, that they're like noblemen, then they didn't do shit, man. We know. So he moved into the castle with his family 5 years after it began being built.
Right. And like around 1505, 1506, I think is when the construction
was completed.
Right. And they could move in.
Exactly.
It took only 7 years to build his fucking house.
I know.
God damn.
Just the castle. And by all accounts, he lived a very cushy life there.
Like, cushy?
Yeah.
It's all stone in there.
You'll see, man. It was a fucking pad there.
It was lavish.
It was crazy. Wow. So, yeah, he lived a pretty nice life there up until his death in 1523. but the castle itself, it wasn't a traditional castle in terms of like a military fortress.
Oh, really?
It was actually called like a stone house.
Stoner house?
A stone house that happened to be booby-trapped to the brim to protect the inhabitants from like inconveniences like peasant uprisings or foreign invaders.
Booby traps everywhere.
Everywhere.
Wow.
Do you want to hear about them?
Yeah.
They're pretty gnarly, man.
I want to hear about all the ways I could die trying to steal this dude's shit.
So, first of all, the outer walls were 2.4 meters thick.
Wow. So that's like 7.5 feet or something.
It's thick, man.
Damn.
And also, it had moats encircling it.
Moats and boats and waterfalls.
And the four stories that made it up actually reached 26 meters high. So that's about 85 feet approximately for the Americans out there.
Oh, wow. That's tall.
That's the
tallest part of the building, or that's
pretty much the height of it. It's four stories.
Jeez. And
yeah. So as far as the booby traps,
let's hear about them.
There were so many genius ways that the castle's designers made it a terrible place to try to take. So for one, there was only one entrance. And it was super narrow. So think like 300, right? Like,
so you couldn't be a fat person if you wanted to visit them.
Yeah.
You'd have to go around the back entrance where they let all the pigs in, like, down below.
But that's it. That's just it. There was no other entrances. So if you wanted to take this place, you had to go through one hole.
That's what she said.
You got to pay the troll toll if you want to get
into
the forest.
That's what she said. God damn it. One hole.
And, yeah, so, gosh.
Above, I'm gleaming.
And above the entrance is the super huge window with a hole in the floor that people could actually drop rocks, boiling stuff, or...
My pool!
Yeah, so you could drop shit.
You could drop
figuratively and literally from this window.
You could drop some bombs
for people trying to get into the entrance.
You could really fuck them up.
Yeah, but this gets deeper. So stairs. Go ahead.
Question I have is, this castle's built like a fortress, right?
Right.
Well, it's a castle. God damn.
Not
this house is built like a castle, which is a fortress thing, and a family's living there, right?
Right.
So is it like fucking the Brady Bunch? Like they're all got their stations and they're ready to fucking kill people? Like it's a major Home Alone movie? Like everybody's ready to fuck somebody up? Like if there's an alert, the dad yells a keyword like shangalong ding dong. Everybody gets to their stations and is ready to fuck up somebody with their little booby trap.
Yeah, it's like... It's exactly like Home Alone. Like New York guys come there
and
get their shit rocked.
I would love to see Home Alone in that castle.
It would be fatal, man.
Oh my God.
And when it comes to the defenses, the stairs might be one of the craziest things about it.
The stairs.
Yeah.
Why?
So
stairway to heaven or hell? Which one?
I would say the latter. So not only was there only one staircase connecting all the floors, but the staircase itself was built extremely narrow for the sole purpose of preventing someone from using their sword and shield together simultaneously.
So it was super narrow.
Yeah, so you couldn't like attack and block at the same time, which would mean that if people were trying to storm up the staircase, they would have to choose. And if they were attacking, it means they would be open to getting hit. And if they were blocking...
Well, why not just charge up with your shield?
Because that's lame.
That's the only
that's my answer.
That's the only way you fucking do it, man. Have you ever seen a SWAT team take out a burglar's house?
Yeah, a except hostage situation. This is the burglar.
And there's only one staircase, right?
Exactly.
And it's fucking...
But it gets deeper, man.
Deeper or steeper?
Both. So even crazier, the steps towards the top get bigger.
God, that's a tongue twister.
The steps towards the top get bigger to increase the physical strain of a fully armored attacker when climbing to the top. So the literal steps will be harder to climb towards the top.
No way.
There's even removable stones in the steps that you could chuck down at someone coming up.
Wait a second. Are these stairs... You need to use these stairs anytime you, like, go to the bathroom? Or, like, are they the way into the castle? Why do you use these stairs?
To get to the different floors, the way most stairs are used, man.
I'm just wondering, because it sounds like a pain in the ass to, like, have to use those stairs.
Well, they probably had, like, crazy calves who lived in this place.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Like, if you're staying the night there for the first time and you got to use the bathroom, imagine walking down and up those stairs.
Well, another point is that you're not likely to have to go to the top, because as I'll get into later, the top was, like, for, like, storing grain. So a lot of the people lived on, like, the second and probably, like, first floor. So they might not have even went up to the top. But yeah, in addition to the stones you could remove and chuck at people, there were little openings called embrasures along the staircase that connected to inside rooms where people could attack intruders.
Embrasures.
So like little holes that you could like stick a sword out of or shoot someone walking by.
Wait, stick a sword out of the hole?
1499. Did they have guns? I don't think so.
No. No way. Not unless it's Fable 2 or something.
Thanks, man. I'm glad you're here. Keep me grounded in history.
Guns weren't invented until, like, you know, 100 years ago.
Until Chuck Norris.
Until Chuck Norris got tired of killing people with rocks.
Exactly.
He invented a gun.
Man, did we just make a new Chuck Norris joke? I think we did. So there were also tons of false entrances, fake doors, and narrow passages designed to confuse attackers. So whoever designed this thing was like the freaking collector.
It sounds like fucking Liam Neeson designed it for his family.
Mm-hmm. But I gotta say, despite all of that dark stuff, Gleaming Hoose wasn't just about killing people. It was actually a sick pad to have, because the ground floor alone had a kitchen, brewery, bakery, wine cellar, storeroom, and even a central heating system for warm air.
You can find me at the brewery downstairs anytime. You're like,
I don't care if it's haunted, I'll be there.
Can you imagine? This place has everything. Like, you can go work in the granary up upstairs on the fourth floor, and then during break, you can go down to the fucking bar.
I know
bar.
I'll find you in the brewery. Don't lead us on, Dana.
I'll be there spending all my money. God damn it.
Yeah, and that's just the first floor. The second floor was like bedrooms and living rooms for the women and children, plus a knight's hall with a huge fireplace.
Jesus.
And then the third floor was the armory where they kept the weapons.
This place was designed or commissioned by or paid for by a knight, right?
Yeah.
That's why it was so goddamn fortified.
Because
it's like a fucking military commander who's like, okay, I want to build a house.
Mm-hmm.
That's his house, a fucking castle fortress. Right. God damn. That guy must have been loaded. Like, I think that castle was the biggest thing around for miles and miles and miles. Its location.
It really?
Made everything look like a piece of shit. Yeah.
So, like, everyone else was living in poverty. Living in
little poor little mud huts. Yeah, they would just look out their window and see that big castle.
So no wonder they needed all of this booby trap stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly part of why they put all the booby traps in there, was to defend from a peasant uprising.
Yeah.
The workers, you know.
Those pesky peasants wanting food and...
and better pay.
Gosh, they're so annoying, man.
Tired of the long hours and no benefits.
Crush the peasants.
They're just fucking seasonal workers, man. Get nothing.
We just want some bread, please.
Yeah, sucks. Sucks to be, you know, back then. You know what rhymes with castle? Hassle. Probably a hassle to build it and live there.
Yeah, but I think it'd probably be... it'd beat a mud hut, I think.
Okay, you got me. Sure, you win.
But what's interesting is during a war in Skåne in 1676, King Charles of Sweden was worried Glimminghus would be occupied by Danish troops. Yeah. So he ordered it to be demolished, and they tried to do it twice, but were unsuccessful because of how sturdily it was built.
They tried to destroy it twice?
Yeah.
The Swedish?
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't it originally a Swedish?
No, it was a Danish.
So who was the knight guy? Was he Swedish?
He was Danish.
Oh, but that's weird.
Yeah, they were unsuccessful, man. They should have started with the steps that came apart.
Yeah, I read about that or listened about that part. listened about. God damn it.
What did you do,
man? I had a roundabout about it. And I heard that they took out most of the roof. That's all they could muster. That's all they could take out.
Was the roof?
The roof was mostly gone.
Man, that's and like that the least
all
important
the,
part.
All the walls were still standing.
Wow.
They just could not fucking destroy that thing.
Come on. Come on, King Charles. Pull it together.
Because that knight knew what he was doing. He had those commissioners or commission artists.
Doing the work. And then, like, later on in, like, 19, or so in more recent times, from the 18th century pretty much onward, Glimminghus has been a granary for the most part. But in 18th century onward. But in 1924, it was transferred to state ownership. So since then, it's been, like, greatly restored, and now it's, like...
transferred to state ownership, which means it's boring now.
And that it's an artifact of the state. So there's like guided tours and...
Yeah, it means you can go visit this boring state-owned place.
But why would you want to? That's my question. What else about it makes Glimminghus not just a castle, but something worth talking about?
Well, it could be haunted.
Could be or is definitely haunted.
Good question. Nobody knows except the people that work there.
What about the Laxton ghost hunters? Don't they know?
The laxative ghost hunters?
Hey, man.
Is that what you said?
I love their show. Dana didn't mean it.
I know. They shit themselves every fucking episode, though.
Dude, they have balls of steel. They'll go into crazy, creepy places like by themselves. I'd pee myself.
Yeah, I'd shit myself. Laxative ghost hunters. No, they checked it out. You know, they did some, they talked to sort of the landlord guy who's in charge of the grounds there and had a chat with him.
Like, yeah, I mowed the lawn.
He's like,
I see some ghosts every now and again.
He's fucking haunted here, but I still work here.
I just see him as I pull weeds, shining the ghost booties at me from the window. I just try not to look too much.
Oh my God. Wow. And a round of applause for that.
Yeah.
No. There's been some sightings of paranormal stuff there. Some of it's...
What kind?
There's a ghost dog.
What?
Yeah.
Like Frankenweenie?
Mm-hmm. Or... And if you have a treat, he'll let you pet him. He prefers Snicker bars and Slim Jims.
Or leg bones.
Or your hand. No, a ghost dog has been seen by multiple people. That's a big black dog that roams the grounds at night.
A big black ghost dog?
Yeah.
Does he bark?
I think he just roams around.
Wow, so he's a well-behaved. I wonder if he takes ghost shits in the yard that the groundskeeper has to clean up.
Well, there's probably a ghost pooper scooper guy to get him. who's not really paid to do it, but he has to, or his family will get killed. We got three ladies.
Only who, three?
Three naked ladies seen in, they're often seen in 17th century dresses, roaming the grounds in the castle.
Is that like a frilly dress?
I guess. I don't know. Think probably Alice in Wonderland style.
Okay.
Proper and overly dressed and fucking a hell to wear in the summertime.
Do they know who those might have been?
They don't. It's part of it is like there's not really any good records on the desk there.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be anybody.
What if the Danish guy had three wives? Think it could be that?
Maybe. Maybe it was his three, you know, daughters or something.
Oh, okay.
Or a coven, a witch coven.
Ooh. Hexol. Yeah.
Yeah. There's been a girl, you know, supposedly moating around.
Moaning around?
No, hanging around the moat area around.
Why would you hang around there, man?
She's usually seen around the moat with fog and stuff. It's really creepy because she's seen coming out of the fog, walking to the castle.
What?
In a blue dress. Multiple people have seen her.
Oh my gosh.
And there's also an apparition of a knight, which could potentially
that's
be...
That's Jens. That's our boy Jens, man.
What's his name again?
Jens Holgersson Ulfstand.
Oof.
Ulfstand.
I'm just going to remember.
Ulfstand. I don't know.
Because it's an oof of a name.
So people see him? Is that why they know he wore black armor? Because they see his ghost?
No. They're not sure it's him, but this knight is seen in the basement, also known as the kitchen.
That's creepy.
Seen wearing black armor. And sometimes you can hear a sword swinging through the air. Man, if I heard that, fuck. Man. I would be running up those shitty fucking stairs, tripping all over them.
Kicking stones like, down.
My thighs would be burning so hard because I'd be like running up these steep ass stairs that were designed.
You just hear his metal clanking behind. Come back, you rally. Goddamn. I can't swear as a knight. I'm sorry. I don't know the words. So, do they know who any of these other apparitions were?
Other than Laxton themselves, like, they appeared there.
God damn it. We need a ghost census. We need to know who these ghosts are.
I think you and I need to fly over there and take a trip and investigate, because Laxton, they did a lax job.
What?
On it.
Why?
I'm ripping on Laxton because I want to.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. They did a fantastic job. And actually, you might not know this, but they are the first ghost hunters to be allowed onto the premises on the ground.
What?
This is the first investigation in the history of the building.
So man, the building, good on them.
The building finally made an exception for these guys to come in and investigate it for a night. One
so
night.
Like these Laxton boys mean business.
Yeah, these we're, Laxton.
Or maybe their sales for their tours were dipping and they're like, fuck, we need to get people in here. How are we going to do it? Let's have someone come in here and tell how many ghosts are in here. That way we can drive up publicity and people buy tickets.
Yeah, probably. No, it's actually really booming into a touristy destination is what the landlordy guy said.
I heard that you get charged even if you want to walk around it. Outside.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably true.
It's pretty messed up.
Yeah.
That's
Lax. Sorry, go ahead. Lax.
What are you saying? I was just going to say, that's like getting charged in the UK to use the bathroom. Like, come on, people. It's the 21st century.
I know.
It's a human right to poo, man.
To poo. Yeah. That's pretty fucking stupid. Like... Because of like that,
if you don't have 5 pence, you're pooping your pants. That's
good. Yeah, like that homeless guy doesn't have a dollar, so he's gonna shit all over the fucking street.
Yeah, place. Do you want that?
No.
Like, do you want that instead of your 5 pence? You want a shitty floor
instead of a fucking probably half a penny flush?
Man, UK's got some problems. UK's got some issues.
Yeah,
I hope your bathroom situation's a little bit better. I hope so.
Yeah. So it is interesting. Back to
Gleaming Hoose.
Back to, yeah, Lax with the facts, son.
Yeah.
Lax with the facts.
What happened in there? What did they find?
I don't know. I think they grabbed each other.
No. No, they didn't grab each other. I've seen some of their episodes. I just don't know if I've seen them.
I know one of the guys wanted to be touched pretty badly.
No.
He was talking about it in the beginning of the video. He was sitting in the back seat. And he's like, yeah, last time I was touched in this haunting. And I hope it happens this time. And
he said that?
Yeah. And they're kind of laughing at him.
Well, hey,
he's
man.
Like, I'm serious. I want to be touched.
I mean, so, hey, man, sometimes you take what you can get. And if you want to be felt up by a ghost,
no judgment.
Yeah, no judgment.
Yeah. So the castle, though, it's interesting the sort of evolution of it, like what it was used for from beginning to end. Because it started out as the knight's Mr. Oof.
Mr. Oof. He went from a cool Danish knight to Mr. Oof.
I'm sorry. He's probably I'm probably gonna have nightmares now, and he's gonna haunt me. What's his name? Oof. Sir Knight.
Sir Knife Oot Man. No, it's
Jefferson.
Call him Jens. If you're on first name, but it's Jens Holgersson Ulfstand, not Mr. Oof
I'm
Man.
I'm just gonna call him Jens. It's just a mouthful.
Yeah, just keep it simple.
It's a mouthful. So he grew up in this structure that was the castle with his parents.
What?
Before.
Wait. He built it into a castle, but it was a building before that he...
Right.
I didn't know this.
That he lived in with his family before it was a giant castle. It was sort of just like a structure thing. But the archaeologists or whatever, historians don't know how old the building was prior to the castle. So the castle was built onto an older building. Makes sense?
Yeah, I'm with you.
So I'm going full Graham Hancock with this. I'm cocky this time.
Yeah.
The
Bring it out, man.
Archaeologists don't agree with my...
Hancock it up. What's up?
Ghost hunting abilities. Basically, the castle was built on an older building that its origin isn't known.
What?
So he kind of grew up in this place and liked it and then turned it into a fucking mansion castle. And then the castle...
So you're telling me that the history of the original building is largely unknown?
Yeah. Is even older. So there's even older shit under the old shit.
Oh my gosh.
Ancient shit.
Is it a pyramid? Jeez.
Probably. I bet Graham Hancock's trying to get in there right now, but they won't let him. Oh, bird. So after it was a castle thing, it was, you know, it survived a war. It became like a garrison fortress or bunker thing for soldiers fighting in the war.
For Swedish and Danish troops?
Yeah, they kind of shared it. Like They took turns capturing it.
Yeah.
Like, it's mine now. No, it's mine. And now it's mine. Well, let's just destroy it. Nobody's have it. And then it became mostly a grain. And mostly after the war, it turned into a farmer's, like...
The granary, yeah.
The granary. And that's kind of where some of the ghost legends started.
Yeah.
With, you know, people... Well, let me go back a little bit.
Yeah, go back.
So... Some of the ghost sightings you see are probably from just random people dying, trying to build the damn thing.
Random people dying?
Trying to build the damn castle. Because back in the 17th century, scaffolding was not safe. And they used a lot of scaffolding to build this thing. So you probably had workers dying, falling all the time.
Jeez. And they're like, another two today.
Yeah. Hey, Jimmy, it's your turn to go up there.
Yeah.
Jeffrey's dead. There's a new spot on the rack.
You see him? He's a pancake over there.
Yeah. We'll give you a bonus if you make it to Saturday. So people probably died in the construction of the castle. People also died... When the granary, the 18th century granary thing took over, the working conditions in there were pretty unsafe because people were carrying 200-pound sacks of grain up those stairs.
Hey, man.
By themselves. I'd do it. And if you fell down, there's a good chance you'd get fucked up. Good chance. You got 200 pounds on your back and you're climbing giant stairs with your full thighs.
I want to go there and see a ghost of a person just eating shit down the stairs.
Yeah, I want to see Biggest Loser hosted in that building.
see what happens.
I don't know.
And then, you know, you got the war. So there's soldiers dead around there. So it's just, man, it's a melting pot of ghosts.
You know, that brings up an interesting point, though. Like, Sweden and Scandinavia in general, like, there have been a lot of wars and, like, different people clashing and history around that area.
Clashing and bashing.
So it really does make sense that the place could have, like, hauntings from forever ago.
Right. Like, some of the hauntings people are seeing aren't from the castle days. It's from before the castle days.
Yeah. Whatever those days were.
And before those days. Who knows? But yeah, there's also this funny legend. It's not funny. I think it's funny.
What is it?
It's called the Legend of the Wild Man.
The Wild Man? Yeah. I like it already. What is it?
The Legend of the Wild Man statue. It's a standing statue downstairs. And actually, the fucking Laxton Ghost Hunters went up to it and was like, kind of like fucking...
touching it?
Not touching it, but trying to provoke it to do something, I think.
They're prodding him like, you're not that wild.
You ain't wild.
You're just a man.
You're fucking square boy and piece of shit. You're made of stone.
So what does it look like? Is it literally a wild man like Robin Williams with a leaf on his head?
I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell, but you could tell it's a man statue, and I think parts of it are a little corroded. But it's there, downstairs, by the stairs.
Is it full size, like the size of a man?
Yeah, it's even taller.
Ooh, that's creepy.
But supposedly, the legend was if you were a worker carrying a sack of grain, and you said hello to the statue before you went up the stairs, you would get stronger. You would get a miracle
boost of strength. I'm going there right now, man.
You'd just be stronger, and your ascending up would be okay.
Wow.
If you made fun of the statue, kind of poked at him, joked at him, toked at him, you put a hat on him. If you did anything,
spanked him.
If you did anything disrespectful, you'd drop your sack and You drop your sack, and also the steps would magically get higher and higher than they already were.
Like they already do?
Like they do, but even worse. Like, wow. To where you can't even make it up the step. Like, it's so tall.
Man.
So it's almost like Scrooge.
It sounds like these workers were really bored carrying grain up these stairs, and they just needed something.
Yeah.
Just something to talk about.
I'm sure those legends come from the newbie, too.
The what?
Like a newbie on the job. Oh, like the supervisors, like, are fucking with them. Like, you gotta say hello to that statue, Bobby.
Yeah.
Or you will lose your load all over those stairs. And then they could, like, pretend and then have another worker make fun of it and then pretend to trip on the stairs right in front of them. Be like, see, look at that, Bobby. Say hello to the statue every time. And then they could just chuckle every time he says hello.
Under their breath. Hello.
Hello. Please don't hurt me.
Man, I like that. The statue that gives you strength or fucks you up.
Say hello.
Man, that's like, that wild man needs to raise his bar. Like, he gives people super strength just for saying hello. Do you know who made that statue or anything? Or how old it is?
No idea. I'm guessing it was there around the 17th century or before. So
yeah. It kind of makes me, I kind of want to see like a picture
of the wild man,
in Gleaming Hoose, because I just have a feeling this is going to be disturbing.
Mm.
And you know what? I don't see any pictures. Wait, I see someone's butt.
That's it.
I see the butt of the wild man, and he has got a booty on him.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you, it's just an ass.
It's
just a big ass.
It's just a big ass. Interesting.
Isn't it?
Why does he have three legs?
He does not.
He's got
three. You're a lion.
He's got three legs.
No, you're a lion. I gotta look now because I don't believe you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another reason to
not visit Sweden.
No. Gleaming Hoose, you
baby. You'll fucking get cursed on your way out of there if you don't say hello.
Hey, man, I'll risk it for the super strength, but.
For the super strength?
Wow. Yeah,
you'll risk fighting a fucking knight and a ghost girl and three women and a ghost dog, man.
Yeah,
Plus booby traps?
I mean, we've stepped into cursed circles in the UK, so...
Cursed circles? It just sounds like we hang out with the wrong crowd, doesn't it?
Does.
Like, let's end this bitch.
Yeah. Hell yeah. So, yeah, I think that's a good spot to wrap it up.
Let's end this bitch.
Unless you have any other paranormal stuff to add.
Are you asking me, or... What, do you guys have any more?
Well, paranormal? If you guys do know of any thing that we missed as far as, like, paranormal aspects that you or someone you know have experienced, or you just want to comment on how bad our Swedish accents were.
Yeah. Then... I don't even know if I tried mine. Swedish. The Swedish accent. Accent. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that we've offended you all, thanks for listening.
I can only hope we offended you. But yeah, thanks for listening. And if you guys have any, you know, paranormal stories or interests, leave it in the, you know, comments or send us a message and we can shit all over it. We can laxative all over that story and read it and research it and then deliver it right back to you in a full
episode.
It's
good.
If we like it. We've got a pretty high bar. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So thank you guys for joining us on this episode of Best Worst Case Scenario Podcast.
BWCS.
This has been Mayan over here.
This is Dana always over here.
And yeah, we appreciate you. We will see you.
We will see you in the next episode.
Good dog.
Cheerio.